This week on Two Noobs, in our Douche is Gonna Douche segment, sports bettors going too far by harassing college athletes because they couldn't keep the parlay going. Then, Pennsylvania State House votes to name Hershey's Kisses as the official state candy. Is that the right call, or should it have been Reese's Cups? Next, new NFL rules drop. Are they good ideas, or are they just going to make Matt angrier? And then finally, John has a tournament, but he's kept it to himself, bastard. We'll all find out together. Start the music. It is episode 183 of Two Noobs Talking. What a time to be alive, people. Godzilla X Kong is out in the theaters. Ivan Fedotov finally is here as a Flyer. That's about it.
I watched a hockey game.
John watched a hockey game. Can you believe it?
Shocked us all right before we were recording. Yes. What the heck?
Like a full periods. Thank God it didn't go to overtime.
I love it.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, over here to start the week off, we have Jellybean John Tracy.
Yes.
Over here, it's Mellow Cup Matt Craig.
Nice.
Hi, Matt. And I in the middle, I am Stale Peep Steve Murray. It is the day before Easter for recording. By the time you're listening, it's long gone. Hopefully your candy's not done. Hopefully it lasts. Gentlemen, how are we doing this week?
No complaints other than that Mellow Cup.
Started with an M, pal. Reference. Sorry.
Bastard. No, all's good. It's amazing. It's like now we're starting to see the weather turn into the positive direction a little bit, even though it might be rainy when this is coming out. I don't care.
Dude, next week, it's all going to be 40s again. What the hell?
Yeah, no. It's a roller coaster where it teases and then it goes away and then it comes back again. And it's like, oh, it's that kind of deal. It's too bad it's not 80 degrees and hot down in Texas where John is.
Very true.
There you go.
Big shout out to Punxsutawney Phil and his wife, Phyllis. They had a baby.
Yeah. Two babies.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will continue the ridiculousness of seeing our own shadow for years to come.
He's got his predecessors all lined up. It's all
just,
good.
Just too bad
that PETA hasn't gone up there with that massive gold coin, you know. And
there's still time.
They're trying to prevent Phil from getting it on.
With the bang, bang.
There goes Matt making it all sexual again.
Oh my.
All right. Before we completely get off the rails here, why don't we head up with our W Energy fun fact? Visit W Energy at W.GG or download the app and you can shop there as well. Hey, spring has sprung. Before you know it, it'll be hot as balls. So get your beach body by hitting the beach and peach energy drink. It's a mango white peach cooler. If you enter the promo code Two Noobs Talking, that's TOONOOPS Talking, you get 10% off your order, which means for Beach and Peach, you get $4 off a $40 tub. And maybe you'll lose some of that tub you're carrying around with you in
there
the
you
process.
Go. There you go.
All right, John, Jelly Bean.
Yes.
Give us the fun fact, sir. Take us to that beach.
The first box of crayons were made in 1903 and sold for a nickel. They do not say how large the box of crayons was. That's the only problem.
One crayon, 5 cents, please, right? Oh my gosh.
Nickel in 1903, that's like 20 bucks.
And now it's almost a $12 million business.
Isn't that amazing?
Is that all?
Wow.
I would have thought it'd be higher.
That's monthly. Nearly $3 billion a year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Was it Crayola who put up the first
one? No, it was Benny and Smith.
Oh, okay. Right. Benny.
Yeah, I have no idea who they are. I got wax. Well, I got color. Let's go.
They probably colored like crap too.
Yeah. Oh, they were terrible.
Like stained through the paper. Look at stained glass paper.
Oh my gosh.
I'm actually kind of surprised it was that recent, 1903.
Yeah. I would have thought
before that you'd have something.
I searched that fact out, because I specifically wanted to know, I was thinking mid 1800s.
Yeah.
Like, as like a start, and it would have been like a very small company, and maybe they, you know, didn't even sell it for a nickel. Like, I'm surprised that it took them that long.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Also, what did kids do in the 1800s that they couldn't color crap in?
Shot rifles.
Probably either that or they mostly read, I guess. But yeah. Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
By candlelight, not realizing that there was going to be a way that they could color on the piece of paper they were reading later on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With what's basically a candle without a wick.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
All right. Speaking of candles without wicks, Matt's going to take us with the over 40 rant.
We're talking about Facebook?
Sorry. Not quite.
Not quite. Close enough. But the over 40 rant is brought to us by
an old man yelling at a cloud right
now.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this is
Donald Trump trading cards. Is that what it's sponsored by?
Well, this is probably equally as egregious. Yeah. God bless the USA Bible. What the hell?
yeah, I agree.
Right? I mean, can we just talk
right,
about
we're
this
done
for
with
a minute?
We're done with the over 40. That's pretty much it.
Why he continues to try and pander to the Christian community, I have no idea. In such a horrible fashion, too. Like, you would think a real estate mogul tycoon would have, like, actually, you know, taken some marketing 101 classes on actually learning how to sell shit. But he can't. He has to essentially bend over backwards because, you know, 40% of that, you know, that demographic is going to vote for him. So he has to bend over backwards. And some of them are a bunch of Looney Tunes. Oh, yes. Let's put in the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution in with the Holy Bible. Why not? Let's do it. Yeah, there's just so many things wrong with that.
Yeah, I would say
they're two separate entities for one thing.
And on the third day, Jesus said, Congress shall make no law restricting your freedom of speech. Yeah.
Yes.
Perfectly illustrated.
Can I just ask a simple question, being a novice? Please. Here? It was rights given by God. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. Just making sure. Just want to make sure that I was clear. Yeah.
And nowhere did God ever tell the Apostle Paul to write, "Hey, I want you to do me a favor when you're composing about the New Testament. I want you to write when in the course of human events, blah 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 blah."
Once,
like, that has nothing to do with the Bible whatsoever. Or
once
the
creepy
people.
Ben Franklin comes along, give him a little hand in helping him. Sure, you got it, God. No problem.
The gospel according to Ben.
This is, Matt, I can give you a simple answer. This is the left and right at their finest. The left will never let a disaster go unused politically, right. And the right will never, ever let political move into money. I have a political affiliation. I'm going to charge you some money over here. Just ask Patriot Supply on every conservative radio station all throughout. There's going to be a disaster. Buy some food from us for $170 million for a couple packs of cheeseburgers that will never go bad.
Never. Never go bad.
He is fitting in exactly where he should with the right. Just the idiot that tries to sell things.
Query, though. I don't know. Is it really the right? Or is it just the far lunatic?
It's a far right.
Are we talking like this far to the right here? Like,
No. We're talking. But that is the right and the left. Because people, the normal people, we identify as people. We don't identify as a political party.
Yeah.
You know, your normal Christianity followers, you know, like some of us here.
We
understand how to separate Bible from the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we can read.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They don't. They do not work together. They're not a three-part series. I mean, they weren't written by that lady that wrote fucking The Hobbit
Hold on, guys. I'm checking my Bible right now. I'm checking to see if the Declaration of Independence is written in the Old Testament. Wait a minute, one second.
Well, in the King James Version, it was.
Yeah, yes. The King James.
As long as you download it on your Apple app, it'll tell you that it was.
I'm not finding it. Not finding the New Testament either. I'm really shocked by that. Maybe next is Hezekiah 20. Who knows? But I mean,
next is Bible by Apple, and they're going to tell you that the phone is great. By the way, great Instagram send, Matt, that you said.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. Wasn't that funny? He sent me a reel of every year when they introduced an Apple phone, and they used the same language every time, 15 straight years in a row. Didn't matter the person that was delivering it. It was the same speech.
Yeah. And what was more funny about this video, Steve, before we move on to topic one, if the voice rose in pitch up to a high chipmunk and then it went all the way straight down to a low bass at the end.
It was very slow.
It was hilarious. Not hilarious. So we'll have to maybe find a way to link to it. But it's so funny.
To close out on the God Bless the USA Bible, according to, I guess it's his niece, Mary Trump. That's his.
No. I don't think it's a niece.
She's related to him somehow.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah. She's completely against him.
Is that the second or third? Third marriage? I don't know.
I don't know. But she, according to her, Trump has never actually picked up and read a Bible to begin with. So
I'm not shocked about that.
No.
He's never asked for forgiveness either. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. So not a shocker. All right.
Anyway.
So speaking of douches, we're going to go to topic one.
This story.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a problem here, boys.
Yeah, we do. So North Carolina last week, they actually lost out of the NCAA tournament. But the previous weekend, they went past Michigan State. And you would think one Armando Bacot?
Yeah. I think so, yes.
We'll stick with that story. You'd think he'd be happy, except he wasn't. Why? Well, I guess I didn't hit the over, he said at crypto.com arena. I got probably over 100 DMs from people just telling me, like, you suck, you didn't hit the over. I get it because you come so close to something and you lose it, but at the same time, you're gambling. Those books weren't built on people winning.
Yeah.
Bacot said people come up to him every single day with something gambling related.
Wow.
Going to a school like North Carolina, you never catch a break. I order DoorDash and the driver is like, man, y'all messed up my parlay. I'm just like, whatever, it's a lot. Gambling, prop bets specifically, is becoming an issue for the NCAA, so much so that the NCAA president, Charlie Baker, asked Wednesday morning for states to pass laws that would prohibit the ability of individual prop bets in college sports. Most legal betting states either restrict or ban prop bets completely at the college level. Only four states and Washington, D.C., have no restrictions on them. In Kansas, for example, you can place a bet on who will score the first basket of the Tar Heels' Sweet 16 matchup with Arizona on Thursday night. No clue whether that hit. Matt, you were outraged when I sent this article along, so have at it, sir.
Yeah, I was probably more outraged at the fact that a college ball player was approached by some lunatic saying, hey, you didn't hit the over, you suck. Last time I checked, this guy's playing D1 college basketball. I think he's a pretty good player, so shut the hell up, for one thing. But this whole gambling thing, gentlemen, is really just, it's annoying me now. It has been annoying me for the longest time. And we could even tie this in with Ohtani and his translator getting into all kinds of trouble, betting with illegal bookie in California. That's a whole separate side issue. But really, this is a big-time problem. I really do believe this. And now it's getting to the fact that we have college-age kids that are out there performing at the highest level, and yet they're getting direct message by lunatics saying, you piece of crap, you didn't hit the over, you screwed up my parlay, thanks a lot for, you know, making me lose a ton of money on this. First of all, what the hell is your problem sending a DM in that regard? And then secondly, like, of all things, dude, just watch the game. Just enjoy it. What are you doing putting a bet on an amateur athlete, for God's sakes? End of rant. Maybe that should have been the over 40. I don't know.
There you go.
But, I mean, I don't know what else to say, guys. I mean, this is, I think it's getting to the point where it's just so outrageously ridiculous now that it's like, I don't know if I'm getting numbed to it anymore or if it's like we just have to put a stop to all this gambling, but I don't see how that's ever going to happen now. With the fact that you've got, like, you know, it's legalized all throughout the United States, with the exception of a couple of certain states. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do with this. I think it's ridiculous, to be honest. Yep. My thoughts.
Yep. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, these people are probably betting on their friggin' niece's soccer game. They're not. It's not. The ones that are DMing. I mean, I know tons of people that gamble. And they're not obsessive. They gamble on pro sports, some college, but they're not running around being like, "Oh my God, I lost $1,000. Let's beat this kid up. Let's go into his DMs." Like, gambling isn't the problem. If you have the money, have fun with it. Like, Charles Barkley is a big time gambler. Michael Jordan's a big time gambler. They don't hurt anybody. They like to gamble. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with millionaires losing millions of dollars. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I don't think of it any different. But the social media hyper aggression of I'm gonna bet on a college football game and then I'm gonna have the audacity to find him on Twitter and then write a message yelling at him because he didn't do my bidding is bizarre to me.
Very. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Steve, what do you think?
I think it's the egotistical part of people that it's all about you.
Yep.
And it's one thing to say, all right, I'm going to bet on North Carolina to win the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. If they don't win the game, they don't win the game. But
yeah,
the individual prop bets is really, and that's frankly, as I think is pointed out here, that's the more dangerous aspect.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's harder for one person to control a game outcome. It's a lot easier to say, well, I'm going to bet that John's going to score more than one goal in this game.
Right.
And then John can throw that and he only scores
exactly.
One.
And then I sprain my ankle.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. It's so, but to, it's the parlay is the bigger issue, or not the parlay, the prop bet.
Yeah.
But to your point, to have the audacity to, this kid is trying to win a game and ultimately win the national championship.
Yeah. Yep.
He doesn't really give a shit if you decided to bet your life savings that he would score 30 points in a game.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay?
That's not his problem. Yeah. That's your problem.
That's first world problems.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And I don't, and he shouldn't be concerned with, you know, if he's going to make the first basket in the North Carolina Arizona game or if he's going to score X amount of points or whatever the prop bet is that he's on the platter for.
Yeah.
His job is to win basketball games because that's what you play sports for.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't play sports for the stupid betting shit.
Do you think that people are completely, they just don't understand, like they don't understand that an NFL player works his 40 hours a week when they're working their 40 hours a week and then they play on Sundays? Do you think people understand those things that these guys are, they put in so much work and they just view it as, he only does this for 3 hours. So he's, you know, he's beneath me in a way.
I
think
argue,
that's kind of a thing that comes out with why you people feel like they can approach these athletes and think that they're even on their level.
Yeah.
Because they're not at all.
Maybe a small minority, John, would have an idea of that 10-15%. But yeah, I don't think. I mean, I think it's like it's when you lose, you want something to blame other than yourself. And who's in control of that? Well, somebody else is in control of that, shooting those shots. I'm not in control of it. I have not. That's problem number one, not knowing what the problem is. And so blaming it on others is something that a lot of people that aren't mature enough to handle are going to do. They're going to start blaming on somebody else. And in this kid's case, I mean, I think it was probably just, he probably has an Instagram my guess. And there you can just direct message, which is why I've always said, get off social media, get off like any sort of like, and just limit account access. That's a whole other side story too, gentlemen. I think when we were growing up, it was very difficult to get in touch with athletes. They were always behind that curtain, right?
Yeah.
They were always behind the curtain. You had to write to the sports team in question and address it to said athlete. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Here's the, you know, here's my, you know, my letter or whatever. But now it's like direct access to it. And I think that's just, it's made it worse. I think it's just made it worse in that regard. Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you want to sit on your couch and blame the kid because he did, because your dumbass bet the wrong side of the prop bet and he didn't make it. And
I'm
but
totally it's totally okay.
Another thing.
Totally
it's totally
okay.
Another thing to actually reach out to him and tell him he sucks because your dumbass couldn't bet properly.
Yeah.
Right. And this is not the only incident raised in this article from Yahoo Sports. We also have Clemson head coach Brad Brownell has received plenty of harassment from upset gamblers in recent years. People are extremely aggressive these days, he said ahead of their Sweet 16 matchup. We get phone calls in our office sometimes. When things obviously don't go a better's way, we get some nasty calls. I know players probably get that through social media. Then we have Cleveland Cavaliers head coach J.B. Bickerstaff said last week that gamblers found his phone number and started threatening him after a loss due to betting. And Indiana Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton said he felt like nothing more than a prop to fans. To half the world, I'm just helping them make money on DraftKings or whatever.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. But the implications of that, gents, that's what really bothered me when I was reading this article. It was like, my God, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I feel like Taylor Twellman back. What are we doing? What are we doing? Right.
It's like, I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Me neither.
Yeah. But it's, I mean it's
clearly
huge. Huge problem. Yeah. Good, Steve. It's a huge issue.
It doesn't help that DraftKings and all that stuff gets forced down our throats now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, John, you were watching that Flyers game. I would hate to guess how many sports betting commercials came up in the middle of the game.
It was probably a 30 second segment. It was probably every 20 minutes. So
that wouldn't shock me.
That's about that. Yeah. More so than it used to be. The funny part is they used to have good things like during those time frames. They would tell a story, or they would have a fan or something that was going through something, or they would throw something out. Now they just insert, hey, you know, you can, you know, put a parlay out, or you can do that. I don't know much about gambling, but you can, you know, do this, and it, you know, they're likely to lose or they're likely to win by +3. So bet now. The in-game betting is the weirdest thing. I don't understand.
Yes.
I don't understand that at all. That is so driven by, I bet you that's driven by Vegas and the alcohol companies and the seeding part of the world. Like, they're trying to figure out a way to push your emotions into forking up more money.
That's what I mean. This is not helping the situation.
Yeah.
Because they are constantly bombarding you now.
Yes.
You know, they even sponsor the friggin' leagues and the patches on the jerseys and everything. They're constantly bombarding you with all this. You gotta bet now. So these people are betting now. And when they lose, all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have the ability to do the sports betting. You know, fine. Yeah. If that's what you want to do with your money, go ahead. But why do we have to be subject to it every 10 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be curious. Maybe I'll do an experiment. Count how many times in a particular sports game broadcast that either an ad is being read, or an insight, or how many commercials are happening for any sort of sports betting.
I would love to know that.
Yeah, I would too.
Be very curious. Regular season game, not playoffs. Regular season game. Maybe that might be just something I'll have to do, you know, maybe for another episode of Two Noobs.
When do the Flyers play? They play today and then the what?
Yeah,
Tuesday?
Six.
They
yeah.
play tonight. Yeah, I might just do that tonight. It's recording, so maybe I'll do that tonight.
Yeah, that would be an interesting study. Yeah,
it'd be very interesting.
It'd be love interesting. To know. Yeah.
It would also help. So for like the when the announcers do it, which is the part I really hate.
Yes.
Because as John said, you're not taking away story time.
Yeah. Like, interesting that they used to throw it down to the ice and you would get a good whatever, like a good something. Like, you would, or, you would learn more about, like, I would have loved during that Flyers game, just real quick, like, this is probably my first time seeing Bobby Brink play. I'd have loved if they did a 45 shot segment on his story just to recap me so I know, like, I like that kid. I don't know what I like about the kid, but I like that kid. I would have loved the scene, not maybe that game, but if they would do little things like that, then you learn a little bit more about that. Tom McCarthy's really good at it with the Phillies. That's why I love watching Phillies games, because they go in depth with things. And they, I think hockey, basketball definitely have lost that. They're kneeling to the gods of gambling, and it's constant even with the Sixers game.
I was just thinking of the other night when Oubre was calling each of the referees. So my point was, the announcers is one thing, so definitely tab that. But when you do the commercials, count how many commercials are in a segment, so that we can kind of get an idea of the percentage of how many of those commercials are gambling centric, because I would love to know.
I'll report back.
Well, Matt, when you mentioned it, you were given your nickel's worth there on that topic. That nickel would have gotten you a crayon in 1903. Yep,
that's true.
From Benny, Benny and the Jets? What was
Benny and Smith or something like that? I closed it now. I don't know. And we don't even know how many crayons. It was probably just one.
It was probably a big, fat, like...
like one of those jumbo crayons. Yeah, one of those jumbo crayons. Yeah. But with no wrapper or anything, you just got slimy hands after a while.
Oh, I used to hate when the wrapper would come off of the crayon.
That crayon was done, I'd break it and throw it out.
I also hated you would be writing with it or coloring with it, and the tip would snap. And so now you just worse. Nub.
Yeah,
and then you have to peel the wrapper to expose more crayon so you can color more.
Those
crayon sharpeners never worked.
Nope.
Never once. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get more lighthearted here in topic two. With an effort by the Pennsylvania State Legislature to name a state candy.
Fascinating.
Tasty. Hershey Kisses would become the state candy under the legislation passed last Tuesday by the State House. It was introduced last spring by Representative Tom Haffey, who represents part of Dauphin County, which includes Hershey, the town.
There you go. Yep.
According to Haffey, nothing is more iconic than the Kiss, even other chocolate that's made by Hershey's, even the Hershey's bar, the Kit Kat, or whether it comes down to the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, nothing's more iconic than the Kiss. The idea actually came from 8th grade students from Council Rock School District. In Mahaffey's eyes, Hershey's is among Pennsylvania's most important companies because it's a huge economic driver and a tourist attraction. This measure would make Pennsylvania the first state to designate a state candy, he said. But some lawmakers just can't let us have any fun. They weren't having it.
Nope.
Representative Paul Schimmel, who represents portions of Franklin County, wherever the fuck that is, said... It is unfair to pick one candy over the other.
Oh, jeez.
Pennsylvania is also home to Goldenberg's Peanut Chews in Bethlehem and Boyer Candy Company in Altoona, which makes Mallow Cups.
I wonder who has fed his campaign. I just can't put my finger on it.
Just FYI, Franklin County is on the border of Maryland, just near Gettysburg. So maybe about an hour away or something.
Interesting.
Kind of like in that area. Kind of near Shippensburg, way out in the middle of the country. Definitely not voted for Joe Biden in the election. That's for sure.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only good thing he can deliver. I'm cool with it.
Exactly. Because Mallow Cups, that's out of Altoona.
That's Altoona.
Did I throw mallow cups at Joe Biden? I mean,
Matt, when we mentioned mallow cups in pre-production, Matt went like off the rails, like, oh my God. Oh! Yeah.
Disgusting.
So he obviously disagrees. But John, would you be okay with the Hershey Kiss being named the state candy of Pennsylvania?
I mean, over the Reese's peanut butter cup? You're nuts, but I do not live there. I cannot run for whatever office you're in, so I cannot overthrow you. So I gotta go with you. Yeah, I'm fine with it. It's we should have some fun. I'm against the people, the no fun police that are like, oh, it should be shut up. Just let us have something.
It's not fair.
Let's do something historic. Let's do something goofy on a Sunday. Let's let the Kiss show up, the Reese's peanut butter show up. We'll have a little dance party. We'll give some kids some candy. Why can't we have fun anymore? No, you want to just be an idiot.
Yeah. Like,
no, it should be something else. Shut up. Just let it happen.
Let's hold the vote and see who wins. I guarantee the Hershey Kiss would win over the Mallow Cup.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or the Goldenberg Peanut Chew. That's not even like.
Yeah.
No.
I realize that's a big candy to some people. But
if
it's a
you
peanut.
Watch
it's
this. A peanut. If you watch this and like that, don't watch this anymore. That's all I have to
say. Oh my gosh.
I'm that hardcore about my candy.
Yeah.
I agree though. Let's have a steak candy. Who cares? It's fun.
Yeah.
And why can't it be the Hershey Kiss? 130-71 that vote won by. So I guess the Hershey Kiss takes it.
There you
Matt,
go.
Matt, are you good with the Hershey Kiss here?
I love the Hershey Kiss. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Yeah. There was one time I remember, this is going back in the time machine, gentlemen, but way back when I was in middle school, I was in a middle school marching band, and I won.
I thought you were going to say mental institution.
That came later.
That came much later.
got out this Tuesday. Yeah, you just got out last night.
But I won a Hershey Kiss, and it was a gigantic. And those massive, right?
Solid.
100% solid. And it was, it took a while for us to chunk that thing apart.
I want to throw that at Joe Biden.
It's hefty things like that. You know, it was hefty. That's for sure. But I totally agree. I think if there is such a thing as a state candy, and there should be for every candy or for every state in the union.
Oh, we got
the Hershey Kiss.
Flag. We got a bird. Why not a candy?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have a pet dinosaur, though, John. That's the problem. Yeah. We don't have a state dinosaur.
Oh, we
I'm
need
trying
one.
To think, like, what could possibly be a good state dinosaur? Maybe the pterodactyl. Pterodactyl was found around here, maybe. I don't know.
I was thinking the one, I forget the name, they have the bald head. They go around bashing stuff with their head.
No idea. I'm not up on my dinosaurs.
T-Rex for John.
What about the one that killed Newman? In the Jeep.
The Dilophosaur.
Yes.
The spitting one.
The thing that doesn't exist, but does exist under a different name. They just changed the name or something for that.
No, they're thinking of the Raptor.
Oh, okay.
Raptors were actually like chicken-sized. The actual name for the correct-sized dinosaur of that was the Deinonychus.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's just,
but it was the spitting dinosaur with the frill, the Dilophosaur. That's what killed Newman.
I was just going to
say. I'm done with that.
I almost thought that you were going to say Dino Nuggy there for a minute. I thought it was going back to Doug and Donnie.
They're the best.
Well, the good news is that if this passes the Senate floor, I guess it doesn't say Shapiro will sign it or not. I don't see why he wouldn't.
Well, he better.
He better.
If he wants to be reelected, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. He better pass this.
Yes.
I've been to Hershey several times the last few years for hockey tournaments, and I have to say it's a fun place to be.
Yep.
Especially if you want to eat candy, but this did raise the other question. This does the other question that Matt sort of raised. State dinosaur, we don't have one. What other state things should we have here?
Well, there's a flower. There's a bird.
Yes,
I don't know what either of them are, but I know they exist.
What was it, Matt? It was the ruffed grouse.
It was the ruffed grouse. Was the state bird?
It's a quality bird right there.
No, we got to change that to like
quality bird.
We should make it a turkey vulture or
a pigeon, to be honest with you.
You're definitely in Philadelphia. I could totally agree with that. But
fair.
There was the Great Dane was the state dog.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. Which is good because that dog could beat up other estates' dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Those things scare me half to death. They're like huge. They're like, you know, massive dogs.
They're huge, but they're like so gentle. That's the thing. Yeah. My grandfather used to tell a story how somebody he knew had one and it would just kind of like lean up against you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I love you. Oh, you fell down.
Like, okay,
here's 175 pounds right on your chest. You have no control.
I was just going to say, how about the state cat being a tuxedo cat? I mean, we got two of them. The appearance on the podcast.
I love
it. Why not? Right?
There you go. I love that.
There you go.
State cat tuxedo.
That's a quality cat.
All right. So we have the state flower, the state bird, which I still disagree with, the state dog.
Yes.
We got a state cat. What else?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. We have a state tree? I don't know. I don't think we do. Let's see, Pennsylvania.
We have a state flower, which is the mountain laurel.
Yes.
We need a state sport. Didn't John have a fun fact? Some
Wouldn't
state
that be like
sport
football or something like that?
Yeah. It was jousting and it was jousting. Maryland. It was Maryland and it was jousting. There you go.
I remember making. I'll make it
if
now.
If anybody just watched that, that was the hamster getting off the couch, getting on the wheel, going really fast, and finding that out. If you watch my eyes, that's exactly what just happened.
We definitely need to bring that back into politics. A good jousting match.
I'm all
we
for it.
Definitely need to see that.
I'm for citizens friendly assaulting politicians at any moment, at any time. I'm signed up. As long as they both agree to it, I'm for it.
Yeah.
Don't do it if there's no consent. We can't do that. That's wrong.
Can
but
you imagine
if there's
that?
Consent, please hit somebody with a
just
jousting.
Think about that. An 82-year-old Biden and a 77-year-old Trump on
be
horseback
great.
Going at each other jousting.
That'd be great. I would hope that we could blow an air horn right before and they both just fall off the horse. That would be even funnier.
And then we have to pick a third party candidate.
Yeah, exactly.
The horse
is president immediately.
Illinois Smith.
There we go. Okay, so we've decided the state sport needs to be had for Pennsylvania. We'll end it on this. So what shall the state sport be?
Oh, gosh.
Fencing. No, that's a dumb sport.
No.
Sorry for all fencers. It's really dumb sport.
Cornhole.
Probably.
You know what?
Probably.
It's probably the most popular tailgate game that you see out there in any sort of minor league baseball or pro football game or a college football game. People are always chucking those things all over the place. I'm for it.
I would say bowling, but the industry totally left Pennsylvania. So,
all right, so we'll go cornhole, but I think it has to be represented by the Kensington horseshoe version.
There you go,
which is the coffee can.
I'm more
bolted
for that.
To the bottom of a wood box.
Yep.
And you throw washers.
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was grenades for some reason.
Such a better game. Such a better game than the sandbag. It's just such a better game.
Clink. And if you want a state candy, well, you're going to have to write to your state representative. But if you want to have other kinds of fun besides that, because it's never fun writing to a state representative, you can go to our website, twonoobstalking.wordpress.com. It's TOONOOPS talking. You can find old episodes there. And if you want to get really old episodes, you have a link to our YouTube channel where you can like, share, and subscribe as well. And if you go to our website, there is a box you put in your email. You will be emailed every time a new episode is posted on the website. Now, if you don't like looking at our ugly mugs, you want to listen to us, though, there's plenty of audio channels you can find us on. There's a bunch of them there. If you don't see your favorite one, take our RSS feed, plug it in your podcatcher, and listen to us on whatever filthy pedophile little audio thing you'd like to listen to.
There you go.
What was I going to say? The other thing. We're doing different fonts every week for the episode. In the lower left-hand, that corner. Down there.
Right corner. Yeah.
Put it's in the still comments, where do you think it came from? Because John's playing little Easter eggs with us now. So
there you go.
Figure it out. All right. Topic 3, John's favorite subject, Roger Goodell.
Oh, God.
Racist. Actually, Roger Goodell didn't really have anything to do with it.
No, nah, nothing. still a racist, but has nothing to do.
I guess this is the competition committee, right? Is that
Yeah.
Or the owners or whoever.
Blame the former Jeff Fisher. That's who it is. Blame him. I think he's a part of it. Or he was before, and he ruined everything. So just blame him anyway.
Makes sense.
All right. Yeah. Well, two new rules passed this past week, gentlemen. We will start with the change to the NFL's kickoff rule. So before, you lined up, you kicked it off, all hell broke loose, except not really anymore because everybody's just kicking it out of the back of the end zone because we don't want to hurt you. Which isn't at all that much of a bad thing, really. But the NFL has decided fantasy football owners are getting gypped on their special teams.
Well, yeah,
because we get
totally
a big fat 0 points for every single kickoff non-return.
And I'm at a point now in my fantasy football career where I need all the help I can get. Okay, so I need this back.
Well, hopefully this new rule will generate some more return yardage. So what they're doing is, I believe, what is it? The ball gets spotted at the 35 for kickoff.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so the kicker will kick off from the 35, but every other player of that of the kicking team lines up at the opposing 40.
40-yard line, yeah.
40-yard line. You have nine players, or a minimum of nine players for the return team lined up at the 30-yard line.
Yep.
And then you can have one or two people in the return zone.
Yep.
If the ball lands in the between the end zone, the end line and the 20-yard line, you have to return it.
You have to return it.
You have to return it. There's no touchback or whatever.
Nope.
If it lands in between that area and then rolls into the end zone, the touchback goes to the 30-yard line, yes?
Goes to the 20-yard line.
Goes to the 20, okay. 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it gets kicked into the end zone in the air and is touchback, that goes to the 30.
The 30, right.
For the touchback.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have an issue with this because if you kick it for a touchback intentionally, the other team is going to start at the 30, which isn't bad.
It's not bad.
So you don't want that.
Yeah.
And if you kick it and it rolls into the end zone because the receiving team doesn't want to return it, they only get it to the 20. So it's kind of a negative to them.
Yep.
You only have 10 yards between the blockers, so there's no potential for a huge blocking injury.
No.
Could spur more returns, some creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't mind it.
They're also Matt getting hates rid- it. They're also getting rid of the surprise onside. That you can't do that anymore. You have to tell them. You have to tell your opponent.
Negative.
I have. To, I'm going for an onside
kick.
That's
a negative.
Yeah, that's a definite.
That's
negative.
That's a negative.
So, no more surprise onside. No more pickle juice game when we started the season with surprise onside.
But I'm okay with them stopping the surprise onside because it's become so ridiculous at this point.
How often does it happen anyway?
That's what I mean. Like it's. They beat it to death, and then they were like, we don't need this anymore. So I understand. Yeah. Like, getting rid of it, I'm fine. Like, now I don't have to worry about watching the kickoff at all. This gives me the ability not to even watch.
I would venture to say, I would bet you 95% of onside kickoffs are when you expect it to be coming, because it's late in the game.
Yeah.
There are so few of the, like, actual surprise onside.
And he ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, he did.
He ruined it for everybody. Like,
right. But he screwed over Dallas.
He pulled the punch.
Dallas,
yeah, he pulled that. He pulled that punch, and it can never be done again until until our kids have kids, and we don't even watch the NFL anymore.
Yeah,
that
it'll
happen again.
Yeah.
Well, the Eagles submitted a rule proposal that would have gotten rid of onside kicks altogether.
Together.
Yeah. You just get there's a no from your 20
because they have Jalen Hurts, of course.
Exactly. All right, Matt, you're pissed off about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm this is old man in me. I want to go back to what it was before. Just kick the ball off and just run it back.
Concussions.
Please.
CTE. Let's go.
Make the league great again by bringing the CTEs back, baby.
Don't forget to sell trading cards and Bibles. You'll be fine.
not going to go that far. But I will say this. I will say, I mean, I'm holding out hope that the kickoff can be returned back, because it is very, very exciting. It is one of the best plays in football to see a kick go all the way back, you know, returned all the way back in for a touchdown, in terms of the entire momentum of the game. And if the Super Bowl taught us anything, it was incredibly boring to see 13 kickoffs go into the end zone with no returns happen. And that just sucked the life out of that ball game. Luckily, I didn't watch it.
You had Desmond Howard, in the Packers Patriots.
Yeah.
I think there was a big one in when the New York Giants played the Baltimore Ravens. There was a kickoff return touchdown.
Back to back. Only time that's ever happened. The only time that's ever happened in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
But the kickoff returns are so rare anymore.
Yeah.
Unless the kicking team intentionally tries to pin you down there, so they kick it to like the corner.
Yeah.
And you have nowhere to go. So maybe this will spur something on. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm hopeful that it'll be. I don't want it to be the way it was. I want them to find a new way to make it entertaining. So hopefully this better than what we have now.
we'll give it a shot.
See what happens this year.
You pay Boston Scott $2 million a year to watch balls fly over his head. I mean,
that's a waste of money if I ever heard of it, right? But he's getting paid.
He
makes it back when they play the Giants.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
All right, the other rule change was, let's say, more controversial.
Yeah.
The hip drop tackle has become a safety issue over the last couple of years and has now been banned. I don't know that it's the getting rid of the actual hip drop tackle itself that's causing the problem, or if it's the way the rule was worded. I have not seen the actual wording of the rule. I have seen the classic hip drop tackle, which is where you grab somebody from behind and then you basically de-weight yourself and swing your legs kind of forward so your ass is leading the way to the ground.
Yeah.
And it looked dangerous to me. So I'm all for it, but I don't know that they've got the wording right, is what it sounds like to me, because a lot of players and ex-players are really complaining about it.
Yeah. The vagueness of it, I think, Steve, to your point, is what's driving people crazy about it. I really do believe that, because it's like, for a referee, how do you enforce that? Any sort of call, it could be any tackle, and if the referee would deem that this is an actual, like, you're judging this at a split second pace, by the way, you're dragging somebody down, pulling them down essentially, and you know, causing your weight to fall upon that person's legs. How are you going to know that? Like, honestly, I mean, that is a very vague, broad definition, and it's going to lead to, I think, a lot of penalties and a lot of confusion in the preseason and into the regular season. If there's anything the NFL doesn't need right now is more controversy on the referee side of things. They do not need this.
So what you're telling me is Saquon Barkley will never benefit from that penalty because nobody can grab him by the hips and do anything. He just drags him with him. And Jalen just don't, but everybody else, like, so the smaller guys that don't work out all the time, the Christian McCaffreys of the world, when someone grabs them by the hips and falls down, it's if the 49ers aren't down by 30 points and it's a close game, we'll just get a flag so they can score again. Is that the rule? It seems like that's what the rule is saying.
Yeah. I don't know. This is not going to be good, I don't think.
We're talking about a league here that couldn't decide how to properly phrase how you catch a ball for years and years and years.
I really feel, just listening to the players, I think they just outlawed tackling. They just didn't tell us. Like, that's what I feel from the players' side of
that's
it. Like,
right.
You're right. That's their argument is, well, how are we supposed to tackle? I mean, how about you wrap up? You know, you grab them and you...
I mean, what the hell do you want Jordan Davis to do with a guy that runs past him while he's falling down?
Yeah.
Like, do you want him to just go, oh, he passed me? I don't understand what they're trying to do.
It's not good.
I think they need to bring back fundamental tackling just to begin with. I mean, the thing that I've understood to be the classic hip drop tackle is not something I remember seeing at all in years prior.
Yeah.
Like, it's become a new thing for some reason.
Yes, it's something that was brought on by the edge rushers because of the wide nine kind of created it. The guys on the outside, the grab and pull down, because of how the run game changed. The RPOs and stuff like that changed the game.
Yeah.
So it was the bigger guys grabbing because they're out of, basically they're out of position because the defense created you to be out of position and then the offense created you to be out of position by creating a new thing. But it's forever changing. The NFL making rules, big rules like this, is what makes people not like the NFL.
Yeah.
You could simply just outlaw schemes.
Yeah.
We have four sets of schemes. You can only run these seven sets on the offense, these seven sets on the defense. This is what you could do. It protects the players more because they don't have to learn 875,000 things. But no, the NFL doesn't care about that. They care about other things. And, we want them to be creative and we want to put the camera on whatever the hell his name is in Miami and watch him walk up and down the sidelines because he's a genius. and we're going to sell shirts. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
keep the cameras on the players. Leave the idiots out of it. We could probably fix this thing before it gets too far gone.
Real quick.
The vagueness, yes, I agree, is stupid. But at the heart of this, it's go back to fundamentals of tackling, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, learn but how then to they have tackle.
But then they have to give up their billions of dollars to feed the programs of the younger kids and teach them. They don't want to do that. He needs another car. Roger Goodell needs another house. He can't worry about the youth. He doesn't give a shit about the future.
We don't have as many OTAs or training camp sessions as we used to either. So when are you going to teach these fundamentals? Yeah. When you're teaching the complicated seven scheme, plays over here with Genius in Miami.
It is a miracle.
Are they supposed to learn that when they're focused on trying to tackle?
It is a miracle when you don't see it. You see that happen, when it's more about the scheme than it is more about the fundamentals. I think we've got a problem. Mm-hmm. It should be the other way around. Fundamentals first, then talk about your strategy and scheme, that kind of a deal. But I think that's a big issue the NFL is going to have to face that they created out of their own doing, by the way. So we'll see.
That's what we're taught as USA hockey coaches.
Yeah.
It's like you need to make sure the players are getting the fundamentals down, how to properly shoot a puck, how to keep their head up. And you practice all these things for fundamental hockey sense.
Yep.
They say you shouldn't spend more than 10 to 15% of your practice on scheme.
Yeah.
On, different trapping. Yeah, because that's they need to learn the fundamentals. And maybe at the pro level, you could spend a little more, but...
Well, fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
Fundamental. Yeah. I'll tell a quick bar league roller hockey story of me and Steve that a long time ago, we used to play around with people because we were fundamentally sound and we understood how to put people in a position and keep a puck away. So me and Steve, long time ago, I don't know if you remember this, Steve, we would just dump the puck in and just pass it back and forth with each other. And hold people up because they were not fundamentally sound. And it was almost a joke to do it because we know you don't know how to... There's no way you know how to box me away from just flipping it over to him and he's going to do the same thing. He's going to go low on his weight. He's going to keep you on his back. He's going to move you this way. He's going to just flip it back to me and you're going to be tired and you're going to be exhausted and... We used to just throw it in front and something would happen. But that was because fundamental. If you know fundamentals and if they taught it to the younger people, you would see just breaking those basic schemes down. You would see a better game.
No question.
Because they would have fun with it. They would change it. They would do certain things. Like teams would run a quick running scheme that you can't stop. And that's what they don't want. They want everybody to be confused and choppy, and they don't want... The NFL just doesn't know how to put the product out. And they refuse You just said USA Hockey. I bet you the NHL puts money into USA Hockey so that there is safety in numbers when they come up.
Yeah.
I don't think the NFL puts much money into their program.
Yeah, it certainly does seem to be that way. There's more concern about the player health and safety. Rightly so. Not saying anything wrong with that. But when if your focus is that, and instead of not teaching good fundamentals, then, you know, I mean, you can't have one without the other, essentially.
Absolutely.
You can't have the fundamentals
without
having
them. They go hand
in hand. Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They do go hand in hand. You're right, Steve. Exactly. So I think that's really the disconnect that's happening right now in the NFL, that they're focusing so much on player safety and making sure that everybody is healthy, rather than we're going to, here's the fundamentals that you need to do. And unfortunately, you've got players that have come through a system where that really has not been taught all that very well. I mean, let's face it. I don't think youth coaches, college coaches are really teaching their players good fundamental sound football. I see it in the NFL product. It's just a bunch of guys just running around and whoever's open. It's backyard football. Nothing
very
wrong
much.
With that, but
remember when quarterbacks used to actually wrap up?
Yeah.
What a...
When you had the Joe Montana, Steve Young, guys that we were, Warren Moon, you know, all those guys that could just pick apart a defense, they knew exactly what the play was designed to do against that defense and then exploit it. It was fascinating. It was unbelievably terrific football every single week. Now it's like you see so many mistakes in terms of, you know, the way the routes are going into, like, you know, a double and triple team coverage, and that's the only route that's available. If you're a quarterback, you only got like essentially 4 seconds to get rid of the football. You're putting your wide receiver and everybody else at risk. So it's a major problem, major issue there in the NFL that needs to be looked at.
Hey, you guys remember that story a couple weeks ago when a box of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads was stolen on the before the Pittsburgh?
Yeah. You're you're finally admitting it.
I see the Christmas gifts are going to be all wrapped up, ready to go for next year.
TwoNoobsTalking@gmail.com for Steve's bail money just sent to my PayPal so we can get them out. We need them for next episode.
There you go. Nice. Help. Nice.
All right. That's topic great. 4.
Yes.
John's got a wonderful magical tournament of something.
Yes.
Which he refused to divulge to us.
So
take it away.
Hopefully we'll get the first pop here. This is all about popping the bull. So the field of 64 is going to be the field of 64.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness.
They have all been put into 4 categories. We have the preschool division. We have the middle school division.
Nice.
We have the high school division, and we have the college division.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't remember using crayons at college, but
yes. But please forgive me for some of these names. I might get them wrong.
Okay.
I've tried to spell them out in a way that I'll remember. I'll get a couple of them wrong in the comments. Roast me, please, because there are some doozies in here.
If Burnt Sienna does not win, I am quitting this program.
I'm saying. So we will start this wonderful 64-team tournament.
I love it.
I do have all of them on hand. I bought a box of crayons today.
Okay, so know exactly what the shade is. You can hold it up for me.
I can hold it up for you. Okay,
nice.
I have them.
Okay, cool.
It might take me a minute to find them.
I'm going to venture to say you spent less than or more than a nickel for that box.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Love it.
So let's start off in the high school division, and this is for Steve. We're going to go 1-16.
Okay.
Go 1-16 for Steve.
Oh, you wrecked these ones.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Not well. I picked them out, and I found a place for them.
Gotcha.
Okay. So if there's somebody that is a lower seed, go bleep yourself.
All right. This is a regular Crayola box, right? It's not like one of those crazy, like, fruit flavored.
No, there's some names. names in here.
Well,
it looks like a standard Crayola box, though.
Crayola 64, sharpener included, fun game on the back.
Look at that.
100% renewable energy, so get off me, lefties. I purchase things that are safe for the environment.
Now, these are going
really
to
nice
go
kind of you, John.
These are going to go to your son when this is over,
I think I'm going to eat them, but I'm not sure.
It's not going to hurt you.
No, not going to taste
very good.
Might light one or two on fire.
Why does the yellow one taste the same as the red one? This one should be lemon.
I went to the Crayola factory. I know they're full of shit. Look how we make all these colors. You're making the same crayon and using dye. Come on. I see it right there. the conveyor belt. You're not doing anything different. Okay, so high school division. Out of the high school. That'll be for you bracket lovers. That'll be the left top.
Upper left is the high school.
Matt,
remember all this for post production.
So we're up here now. I have it written out for you, Matt. There will be no issues if you want to do
it. Nice.
High school division. So we're going to go number one, number 16.
Is it?
We're going the number one seed, undefeated, the Granny Smith apple.
Oh, okay.
It's a green one?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're taking on the very, very, very young goldenrod.
I'll go with the Granny Smith apple for no other reason.
What a shock.
Because it's the greatest.
I know what the color would look like.
The number one went through. Goldenrod's like golden, bronzy.
You know, I never found a good gold crayon.
No.
In all my years of coloring. It was
not even gold.
Fun.
Not even gold is good.
No.
Yeah. There.
Okay, Matt, let's go down to the 8-9 for you. We have the popular burnt sienna.
Ooh.
That's a 9 seed. Taking on tumbleweed.
You gotta hold that one up. I don't know.
Obviously it's green.
What?
Obviously it's green.
A tumbleweed is brown. What's
it's green brown.
Hold it up.
I think it's this one.
Yeah, I think I'll spare you that, Johnny. We're going to go. He's just like thinking to try and find this.
I have no idea which one that is.
Oh, that's funny. I'll go with a burnt sienna.
Nice.
I'll go with burnt sienna on that one.
They're moving on.
With a little bit of a mild upset there. The 9 beating the 8 there. So there you go. What else you got, John?
All right, Steve, let's go to the 12 seed, olive green.
Ooh, olive green. Okay.
And the 5 seed, mahogany.
I'm going to go olive green. I remember that being one of my favorites.
Wow. Olive green with the upset. I was hoping so.
And by the way, I just looked up tumbleweed crayon.
Yes.
It's brown. Yeah.
So it's that one. Okay. Gotcha. It's not green. It's that one. I thought it was that one.
Who has ever seen a green tumbleweed? Give me a break.
You know what they need to do? They need to print these freaking words on them a little bit bigger.
We're just old.
For us old heads, they can't read that.
Seriously, right?
Two sets of glasses just to do a crayon sort. All right, Matt, we're going with...
we got the 413.
One
there,
that I can't really pronounce. It's Sepa?
Sepia.
That's what I meant to... Phonetically, I did not put the in there. Versus the number 4 macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you got to go mac and cheese on that. I mean, that's like a legit.
I didn't even know that was a crayon color.
I never had a macaroni and cheese crayon.
I got
a little
this
bit
one
of a yellow orangey flavor tint to it. I mean, I like it, so I'm gonna go with mac and cheese.
I never had one. Now I'm pissed off that I never had.
Go out and buy a standard box of crayons. You can buy
one. There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Steve, let's move on to the 611. Right. We have spring green and purple mountain majesty. Does this fall on a copyright of the song, maybe?
That song's probably older than dirt, so probably not. Spring green. We got a lot of green so far. Let's go purple mountain majesty.
Oh, there you go.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
I thought when I looked at that it was just standard purple, but I was proven wrong later on. in.
Because you found one that's just called purple.
Yes, exactly. I was like, so that's not purple. And I play with Photoshop every day. I know there's billion colors.
It's purplier than purple.
Yes. All right, there so that go. Moves on. So here we go. We have 14 for you, Matt. We have salmon color.
Okay.
Ooh, salmon.
Going against everybody's favorite, the number 3 seed, cornflower. Which is blue.
What?
Cornflower or salmon?
Yes.
Is that flour like flour you put in baking or flour I'm W? Pretty, with
that's
like,
how no, that's how it was. It was no, it was spelled flour as in you pick a flour, not baking flour.
Interesting.
So apparently there is a bluish corn flour that I don't know what to think about.
You know what? For that reason.
For reference, Matt.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah, you know what? The 14th seed with the shock of an upset of the tournament moves on.
So I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Salmon. Famine. It's obviously salmon.
So
for anyone who's watched Wreck-It Ralph.
We got 7-10 for you. We got raw sienna, the JUCO school of the burnt sienna.
There you go. All
right. Taking on marvelous. I don't even know what color that is. I didn't even look. I just wrote it down.
Marvelous. All right, I got a little while second here. Marvelous.
I'm gonna put that up here.
Yeah.
That's like a. It's like a purple pinkish kind of thing.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna go raw sienna. I'm a big sienna.
The little Juco coming out. There you go.
I'm a sienna fan. I'll go with raw
That's
sienna.
A 7. That should have came out of that.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, you're gonna finish off the 215.
There you go.
We have the 2 seed lavender undefeated.
Oh, there you go.
Undefeated.
Yep.
Because you know, it's lavender.
Yeah,
taking on the very, very western, far western school of sea green. Very west.
Yeah. And for that reason, lavender moves on. The 2 seed
goes to get here.
Yeah.
I would have gotten sea green.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's move on to the college division.
These crayons all have degrees.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know what to name them, but I did preschool, and then I just went there after that. So number 1, number 16, Steve, you got again. You have Sky Blue, number 1. Maybe best team in the nation. Taking on Chestnut.
Chestnut?
Oh.
Chestnut crayon. Let's see.
There's going to be 2 of these that I can't pronounce. We're going to run through the
I'm not digging the chestnut, so we're going sky blue.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Sky blue moves on.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, here's the one I'm going to mess up.
Oh, boy.
8 seed Sayulene versus Indigo.
Spell that. Well, Matt's thinking.
Ceruleen.
Saline against.
Oh, you mean cerulean?
Cerulean. Maybe that's how you say it. Yeah.
Is it a bluish?
I think so. Yeah.
Cerulean blue. So yeah, cerulean. That's an
way to go, Google. Way to go, Google.
That's an X Files episode. Cerulean blue.
Nice. Cerulean blue.
One of my favorite.
And who are they facing off against, Johnny? I'm sorry. Who are they
Indigo.
Facing off? Indigo.
Indigo.
Just.
Oh, you know what? We'll go with Indigo.
Okay.
We'll go with Indigo. Because I don't want you have to say cerulean blue again.
Thank you. I didn't want to say it the first time. I went into Google and it told me it was something else. Thanks, there Google.
Thanks, Google.
All right, Steve. We've got the 5 seed, the temple of the tournament, apricot.
Why would you? I'm insulted now.
Versus green yellow. I only meant that 5 seed because they were always like
green. I am a huge green yellow fan. Right. So we're going there.
12 really? Moves on again.
Really,
Matt? Yeah. I have the plainest the plainest one here for you. We have the most popular 4-seed Tan taking on the 13 seed Peach.
We'll go Tan. What the heck?
Tan. Okay.
Yeah.
The ruling was that they had to wear black and white jerseys because they couldn't wear their own jerseys because it would have been too confusing for the referees.
Would have been too confusing. I love it. Oh, that's funny.
All right. Now we're moving on to 6 versus 11 in the college. We've got Melon versus Violet Red.
If it was Violent Red, I would have gone with it. But,
yeah, exactly.
I'll go Melon.
Melon moves on. So all right, here's another one I could mess up.
Violence in your red.
Yes. I like violence in my red, too.
There you go.
Yes.
So, Matt, we have 3-seed Cadet Blue, probably one of my favorite teams in the tournament.
Yeah. Against?
First, this one I can't pronounce at all. Wisteria is my best guess.
Wisteria?
Okay. Wisteria.
Yeah, that's Wisteria.
That's what I thought. That's my best pronunciation.
Oh, here you go, Matt. That's
Wisteria? It looks purple to me.
Yeah, it's a light purple.
Oh, it's a light purple. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other one is the 2 seed, right?
Yeah, the Cadet Blue 3 seed.
The Cadet Blue's moving on. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Good one.
That's just Matt going his military bag.
Now it's time.
That's the military family. Yeah.
It's time to laugh.
Oh,
no.
This one, I didn't even. I double checked, triple checked. I put 3 pairs of glasses on. I looked it up on Google when I saw that. I was not sure that this crayon actually exists. So the number 7 seed, Beautiful, is taking on the 10 seed, Scarlet.
Scarlet. I'm not going for these wacko names. Scarlet. We're going Scarlet.
There you go. Nice.
All right, Matt, we're going to the 2-seed. Another good one. Compete it with the sky blue.
Definitely.
Gray. Standard gray.
Your star. Okay, got it. Yep. Okay.
Going up against Timberwood.
Whoa.
He barely got in the tournament.
That's a. Oh,
he was a quality
player. 15. Yep. Gray moves on, too. Yeah, 2-seed moves on.
Nice.
That's almost like standard. You have to have a gray crayon in your bag.
I'm saying.
You know, in your box, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Holy standard.
Here we go, Steve. We're going to the middle school division now. We have Wild Strawberry.
Ooh.
Hold your nuts for this one. Tickle Me Pink. It said it on the crayon.
We're going Wild Strawberry then, because I'm not having it.
I don't know. That 16 seed almost pulled off the upset there. Tickle Me Pink was pretty close.
That was the 116. Good lord.
Yeah.
We got 8-9, Matt. We have the good old great version of Plum.
Okay. Yep.
Taking on Pacific Blue, which I don't know if that's any different from any of the other blues that we've seen.
Plum or Pacific Blue? Yeah, that is a really good color. I'm just trying to look it up here real fast. You know what? I think I'm going to go with Pacific Blue on that one.
There we go.
Kind of got a dark blue green.
Yeah.
Good one.
I like it.
Speaking of green, moving to 512, you got Forest Green. Great color. Awesome great color.
Yeah.
Taking on Brick Red.
You know what? I'm going to go Brick Red.
Nice. The 12 is upsetting the 5.
It's amazing. The 5s are just not getting through at all. Wow. Yeah.
Matt, I got a doozy for you.
Okay.
This is the 13 seed that we didn't think it was ever going to be in this tour. But we have the standard 4 gold. The standard, like the gold standard. He's in it for. Taking on Asparagus.
Oh, gold standard. Yeah, gold standard. It's close, but the moment you said Asparagus came out of your mouth.
No, it's not. Vile weed.
Yes.
Aspergrass. That's my grandfather used to say, Aspergrass.
He is absolutely right. All right, Steve, we have random, these two random, we don't even know where they came from. We have Magenta. Thanks, Blue Clues.
Okay. Okay.
Against Orchard.
Yes. Hey.
In honor of Blue's Clues and Steve, yeah, my namesake, we'll go Magenta.
Yes.
Oh, Magenta. There you go. Nice.
All right. Now moving on to another Blue's Clues. We have the standard silver, a little higher than gold for some reason. Don't know why he's a 3 seed. Gold was a 4 seed, but silver's in here, and he's taking on Periwinkle.
Silver, moving on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wait, was Periwinkle on Blue's Clues?
I think so. I think that's the only reason I know what Periwinkle is.
Yeah.
Because I think it was Blue's Clues.
It's kind of a pale blue.
Yeah. All right. What else you got, Johnny?
You're going to have to look these two up because I don't even know.
Okay.
So you got, Steve, you got Robin's Egg. This is the 7 seed. Robin's Egg Blue.
Well, I know what that color is, yeah.
Okay.
Take it on Bittersweet.
Hold on.
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet crayon. Yeah.
Okay. It's like a orangey red. Oh, I'm going to go Robin's Egg. That's a classic.
Okay, Robin's
color.
Egg.
Okay.
All right, this falls to you, Matt. Here's two good. These are two good ones here.
Yeah.
The turquoise blue, the number 2 seed.
Oh, wow.
Taking on everybody's favorite, the burnt orange.
15 seed pulls off the upset. Are you kidding me? Orange will move on. Hell yeah. Sorry, Flyers. Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Understood. All right, we're into the preschool division. All right, it's very simple. And please correct me because there might be non-colors on here.
Okay.
So we have the number 1 seed blue, Steve, taking on white, the number 16 blue seed.
Against the white. Wow.
We're going to go blue because white was pretty much the most useless crayon on the planet, unless you had colored paper.
Yes. And growing up not so rich, we didn't have colored paper. We had
you had to go white.
We had,
yeah.
It was an oddity.
Yes.
It was an oddity. Yes.
Yeah.
Couldn't use all of it.
Right. Nope.
Okay, Matt, here we go. 8-9 for you.
Yeah.
Red orange.
Okay.
Taking on the number 9 seed, brown.
Red orange. Yay moves on. Yeah.
Yay moves
on. Is there an orange red?
I think there is. No, I don't think that. No, there isn't. No, we didn't go. If we didn't
sometimes
go.
Sometimes they would do that.
Yeah, there's some weird ones in this one that you'll see.
Yeah.
All right, 5-12, you've got yellow orange.
Yellow orange, okay.
See why it's preschool? against blue green.
Blue green every day.
Well,
yeah.
Love blue green.
Yes, blue green is awesome.
That's very, very underrated, but great color. Great color.
Okay, Matt, we're going 4 seed red versus 13 violet purple.
Philly's red. I'm just saying. Oh, I know. Yeah, no, Philly's red on that one, Johnny. Sorry. 4 seed moves on.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you say violent purple?
Yes, violent purple. That's
violent purple.
So now we have a little play on violet. We have red violet, Steve, against carnation pink, the number 11 seed.
Oh.
Let's go carnation pink.
Gonna move on. And now to finish out the violet section of our teams, the 14 blue violet taking on yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Okay.
I mean, that has to be a standard crayon, right? I mean, that's got to be
a rotation. That's why I was in the preschool, yeah?
Yeah.
So question, what did you color your sons when you were a child?
Regular yellow.
Regular mine yellow. Was yellow as
yeah,
well.
Standard yellow. Well, I only had the 8, so I only had 8. wasn't moving into the box.
Right,
now that I've made some money in my life, I'm able to get the 64. there was 100 and something. I was like, man, that's expensive. that's a lot of crayons, too.
It's like, what's going on over there?
Oh, right. Man. 7 to 10. Steve, we've got yellow green versus green.
Cool.
Green didn't play well, so they got the 10 seed.
Yeah, they got 10 seed.
We'll go green.
Oh, okay. A little bit of an upset there.
Here's what, and I was hoping that Matt would follow this one because I know how much of a fan Steve is, but I wanted Matt to have this one.
There
so
we go.
The 2 seed orange takes on the 15 seed black.
Oh.
Man, see, and already Bird Orange has made it into the second round. Oh, man, this is hard. You got me here, Johnny. I don't know. You really got me here. Could go either way. Last second shot. Orange survives the upset bid.
Nice.
Orange survives the upset bid. Wow. That was close. That was like tick-tock. Could have gone either way.
All right, let's go backwards. We'll stay in the preschool.
Okay.
And we'll do blue versus red orange, Steve.
I was a very big user of red orange, so I will go red orange.
Oh. 8 upsets to 1. Red orange moves on. All right, Matt, we have blue green versus red.
Wow. I'll go blue green on that one.
Blue green?
Yes.
I'll go blue green on that one.
On. Nice.
For Mr. Murray, I will go blue green.
Love it. Love it. All right, so that puts us to red. Was it red violet? Yeah, it was red violet versus yellow.
Yellow.
Yellow moves on. Nice.
Sun.
All right, we got Matt, we got yellow green versus your 2 seed orange.
Yeah, orange will move on from there.
Orange moves on. All right.
Yeah.
I like to see the variety. All right, moving on back to the middle school. We got Steve, we got wild strawberry taking on Pacific Blue. Warning.
All right, now we can start weeding out the stupid stuff. So Pacific Blue.
Nice. The 9 seed moves on.
Wow, another one.
Number
upset.
1 gets kicked out again. Nice.
Amazing. Yeah.
Why was Wild Strawberry number 1? I don't understand.
Because it's for fun.
It's overrated.
So we got, Matt, we got Brick Red.
Brick Red.
Taking on Gold.
Oh. I think Brick Red.
Brick Red.
I like Brick Red more than I like the gold.
The 12 seed is freaking.
Yeah.
I'll just write it Red Brick because, you know, I wrote Red before I wrote Brick.
Like I said before, gold always sucked.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could never get it right. Brick Red was a very good standard. Yeah, good standard color. Yeah,
all right, Steve, we got the 3 seed silver taking on the 6 seed magenta.
Same thing. Silver never was right either, so we'll go magenta.
Magenta moves on. You know, I never wanted to spell magenta. Now I really know how to spell magenta.
Right, exactly. Silver was too much gray. I agree.
You know, the problem is with the crayons, you can never get them shiny.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that too.
Agree.
Yeah.
One last. All right, Matt. Yeah. You got the burnt orange taking on the robin egg blue.
Oh, are you kidding me? Burnt orange. Keep going.
I already
wrote
it down. Don't worry about it.
You know, the problem, Matt, is I think the burnt orange crayon looks more like Texas orange than flyer orange.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I keep looking at the flyer orange. I just get blinded by the burnt orange. I love it.
All right. On to the college. All right, Steve, you got sky blue taking on indigo.
Sky blue.
Sky blue. Easy.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass. That's guy the bastard child of a rainbow.
Nice.
It's the one that doesn't belong. All the other colors like normal. Then you get indigo. It's like, what the hell?
Get out.
Indigo.
I got mad because I thought it was going to be like just derivatives of colors and it was going to be more fun. But then I was like, oh, I got to like all these names. I don't even know what half these mean. All right, Matt, we got green yellow taking on the absolute fan favorite tan.
Who's the fan favorite?
Tan is big among the white girl community.
We need that demographic in our podcast. Tan it is, Johnny.
I'm saying.
A pandering blowhole.
Big. All right, Steve. the astute Cadet Ooh. Blue taking Ooh. On everybody's favorite six seed, Melon.
What is the hex code for Melon?
Ooh. I don't know.
Cadet Blue moves on.
Cadet Blue. Oh,
there you go.
I'm actually going to look that up. That might be, as you're looking, that might be the color of the episode logo because you just said that. I don't know. You'll find out when I find out.
There you go.
How about the RGB?
All right, what else, Johnny?
You got the 2 seed Gray.
Okay.
Taking on this, I don't even know, the 10 seed Scarlet.
Oh.
Seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I'm leaning Gray.
There you go.
Gray. Gray it is.
I wrote it down, so you can't.
There you go.
No yeah. changes. All right, Steve. Conveniently, you get to pick this color again.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, this is actually not good because I didn't realize that I matched these two up. So you've got Granny Smith Apple taking on Burnt Sienna.
Ooh.
Oh, Burnt Sienna, baby.
Oh.
Steve is kicking one
seed. What is happening over there?
He moved them all in, and now he's kicking them all out.
That's amazing.
All right, Matt. Mac and Cheese, the everybody's favorite.
There you go.
Mac and Cheese taking on Olive Green.
Oh, Mac and Cheese all day, Johnny.
Mac
Come
and
on.
Cheese.
Olive Green? No.
Terrible.
Blech.
Mac moved on. All right, Steve. Purple Mountain Majesty taking on everybody's favorite fish, salmon.
Salmon. It's obviously salmon. Look, my duds, Rick and Ralph.
All right, we could create a controversy here, Matt. So the 7 seed Raw Sienna, the JUCO of the Sienna,
yeah,
is playing the far, far west Sea Green.
Oh man, Raw Sienna.
Raw Sienna moves
raw
on.
Raw Sienna.
Okay.
I think he's just trying to get a Burnt Sienna, Raw Sienna matchup. At
some point. Yeah, well, we're gonna find out soon because Steve, we've got the choice. You got Burnt Sienna against one of your favorite snacks, macaroni and cheese.
Wait, so we're already into the Elite Eight here?
Yeah, we're gonna move it. We're just moving. Right.
Burnt Sienna.
Burnt Sienna moves on.
Yes.
Burnt moves on. Mac's gone. All right, Matt, you got Raw Sienna.
Okay.
Going against everybody's favorite fish, salmon.
We already have a Sienna in the Elite Eight, right?
Yeah.
We did.
It's a good one, yeah?
It's a damn good one. Salmon it is.
Salmon. Salmon. Oh, nice. All right, that was the high school division. We're down to 2 there, so now let's get college taken care of.
There you go.
Steve, we got Sky Blue and Tan.
Sky Blue.
Yeah, I knew Tan wasn't going to survive Sky Blue. All right, Matt, here you go. Here you go to keep this wonderful 3 seed moving on here. We got the Cadet Blue taking on the 2 seed Gray.
Oh, Cadet Blue.
Yes.
The Cadet Blue. Oh.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible choice. You ruined my parlay.
All right. Middle school. We've got Pacific Blue taking on Brick Red.
Brick Red all day, every day. Baby.
Brick Red. Awesome. All right. All right, Matt. Here's your chance to move on your favorite here. The 15 seed Burnt Orange taking on Ruin All These Kids' Dreams, Magenta.
You know what?
He didn't watch
Orange
Blue's Clues.
Is the George Mesa this tournament. Burnt Orange it is, baby.
Now you got to dance like that doofus coach.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, down to the preschool division. We've got Red Orange taking on Blue Green.
Blue Green.
Blue Green moves on.
Blue Green.
Nice. All right, Matt, last one. Last one in the, I don't even know what area we're in at this point. But we've got I don't even know what seed you are, the 3 seed versus the 2 seed. You got yellow versus orange.
Yellow.
Yellow moves on.
Yellow is so foundational to that whole thing. Yeah. Yellow.
He's going to ruin Yellow's dreams here. Steve, let's go. Let's go to the winner of the preschool division. Let's go blue-green versus yellow.
Blue-green.
Blue-green moves on. Awful. So blue-green moves on. All right, now let's...
The ocean, Matt.
Let's flip
yellow,
over, Matt.
It's the color of the sun, for God's sakes.
Matt, anyway, you have a chance to send your team, your 15 seed, to the to the Final Four here. You got Brick Red taking on Burnt Orange.
Oh, see? Now, this is a very good matchup. Very good matchup. But to placate Mr. Murray, Burnt Red will move
Brick
to the Final Four.
Brick Red.
Yeah, Brick Red.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Don't do this to placate me.
Brick Red is in. All right.
Burnt Orange had a great run. He had a great run.
It did. But it turned out it was Texas Orange, so fuck it.
So, Steve, we got the only one seed, I think, still alive. Sky Blue taking on the three seed, Cadet Blue.
Oh, wow.
Sky Blue
moves on.
Right choice. All right.
Now to finish the Final Four, and this will be voted on by you two. I will break any ties. If it's unanimous, I won't vote. We'll just leave it at that.
Are we texting you, John, of our vote, I guess? Or is that?
No, you just say it. You can just say it.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You just say it. We'll work that out.
If we disagree, John will adjudicate.
That'll work.
We've got Burnt Sienna taking on Salmon. I already crossed him out.
Wait, is this? No, this isn't the Final Four.
This is the last one to get into the Final Four.
Right, to get into the Final Four.
Whose choice is this? Mine?
Yours.
Yeah, it is mine.
Yours. Yeah, it is yours. Yeah.
All right, Burnt Sienna or Salmon?
Salmon.
I keep saying Salmon, like pink candy. But Burnt Sienna.
Burnt Sienna. Okay.
So Burnt is in.
I better make sure that's the color I think it is.
I think that. Yeah. I will hold off the vote until.
It's Burnt Sienna, yes. Agree.
That is the color.
It's not Raw. It's not Raw Sienna?
No. With Burnt Sienna, Sky Blue, and Blue Green, I can draw Beach.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right. I'm just finishing out.
Whatever that fourth color was. Brick Red. I could draw a brick house on the beach.
There you go. I'll be sending these via FedEx. I'll send you the... okay. I think I read that.
Dutifully making notes of the...
I'm just trying to...
They make these wonderful things called cell phones. You can take a picture of the page.
I just wanted to put them on one page so we can...
I love it.
Got it. All right.
So when I type this out to Matt, so he doesn't have to watch the episode to do this. We're good to go here.
Final Four. Here we go.
All right, Matt. Burnt Sienna versus Sky Blue.
We're both voting, right?
No, the Final Four. Let's get into the Final Four.
Okay.
Isn't this the Final Four?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we can both vote, and then I'll break the tie.
Okay.
Burnt Sienna versus Sky Blue. Go ahead. Steve, what do you think?
Sky Blue.
Okay. One vote for Sky Blue. What do you got, Matt?
Yeah, I'd have to agree Sky Blue on that one.
Okay. Sky Blue moves on to the finals.
The championship. Wow.
All right. Burnt Sienna almost made it.
Almost.
Yep. All right. We got Brick Red versus Blue Green.
My vote goes Blue Green.
Blue Green.
My vote goes Brick Red.
Screw you, man. Screw you.
I will break the tie and go Brick Red.
You're dead to me, John. You're dead.
Sorry. Good color. It was my favorite crayon growing up.
Oh, see, there's bias in this.
There's total bias. I'm just like the NCAA. I'm at least not telling you. They lie to you on TV.
You were the Tim Donaghy of this franchise.
Well, even worse. I mean, you should have saw the beach house that Burnt Red gave
you. Oh, my God.
And I took just a look at Blue Green.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Mm. All right.
All right. We got Sky Blue, Brick Red. I will break any tie.
I'm going Brick Red.
Over Sky Blue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm leading Sky Blue there, pal.
You're such an a-hole.
Man, why can't they tie?
They're both great colors.
Why can't they tie?
Well, you could melt both of them into one disgusting crayon.
Then we would get mauled.
Oh, that's funny. All right,
Brick Red Sky, it's up to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, pressure's on.
I don't care.
Don't split your head open or anything if you vote for
Sky Blue. I gotta take the number one seed, Sky Blue.
Oh,
it's just the best crayon. It really is.
There you go.
You just said Brick Red was your favorite.
It is, but I did. It
what
wasn't
facing. What the hell's going on out there?
But it's not facing Sky Blue, like you said. You can totally.
Sky
Blue,
again.
I think, is the. Yeah.
All right.
Sky Blue is the champion.
All right. Well, with that end of that rigged tournament, losers. Well, that ends episode 183 of Two Noobs Talking. We're going to have something going on next week. I don't know what it is. You have to tune in and find out. But until then, get out.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Two Noobs Talking. For more information about our podcast, check out twonoobstalking.wordpress.com, and we'll see you next week.